Well, the toast that I'm going to tell you now, and show me part of it at any rate, is in Simon Samachvav, it's Sifkot Mechavhei, if I'm not mistaken. We learned from the Gemara that Mechira Amoich Ashtach Riv Lachavidah Bechozal Moch Loi Mochul. And there are three shittas about why that is. Shitta number one is the Rambam, who says Mechirikvav Mehilchas Mechira, because the whole Indian of Mechira Shtoris is Drabon. Why it's Drabon is a matter for speculation. And that is maybe because it's Satov Hashem by Mamish. There's no Chefze in the Chayv. Someone owes another person money. How can you start making transactions with that? That's from the shit that's given in Tesus, Yeshayim. Tesus says Yeshayim, but because the whole information is Midrabban, that we can be more. Shit that's Rabbi Tam, it's quoted in the Ran and Ksubis, in Perka Kaysev, is that Bad Mr. Mechira is Dairaisa. What you can sell of Shtorens is Dairaisa. Of Chayb, you can sell the Chayb from Dairaisa. But in the Chayt there are two Shibudim, there's a Shibud HaGuf and there's a Shibud Mamon. Shibud HaGuf means the personal requirement to pay back the Chayt. And the Shibud Nechosim is a Din HaZchus of the Malva that's held upon the Nechosim. Which is given, Nechosim become the Shibud to the Malva, so that if the Leiva afterwards, after incurring the debt, goes and sells the Nechosim to someone else, the Malva is right upon that debt, comes before that of the Loikeach. That is a concrete thing, a concrete schus moment, this you can sell. But it's dependent upon the schus haguf, upon the Shibud haguf. And the Shibud haguf is not for sale. The din of mechila is because of the shibud haguf, that at all times the malva possesses the shibud haguf. The shibud nechosim derives from the shibud haguf, from the undertaking to pay back, from the requirement to pay back the chayv, and the malva can always get rid of that requirement. It's if I moichel you personally, you don't have to go out and find the money to pay my debt. Then maybe with that, the shibud nechosim also falls to the ground. So Mechila is directed against the Shibud HaGuf. The Mechira is only on the Shibud Nechosim. The Shibud Nechosim at all times depends upon the Shibud HaGuf. Once the Shibud HaGuf has gone through Mechila, then maybe the whole Chayv has disappeared. So the Lekeach can't claim from it. In the Raivad, there's another statement. The Raivad Taki in Periklov Mehuchas Mechila. I'll quote exactly what he says. Mipnei shehaloive oimel olekeach. The loive can say to the lekeach, Ani lo shibadati lecho es atzmi. I did not make myself meshubot to you. I never entered into any shibud to you. Lefichach, im koisev lo bishtar choyv. If the loive had right at the outset written into the shtar chayv, mishtabatnu lechol cholman dasi machmosoch, I make myself meshubet to you and to anybody who comes on your account, eino yochel limcha, eino yochel limcha, he's not able to be meichel that debt mishemocha shtar chayv once he sold the shtar chayv. Right. Now, the Raivad, or the Raivad himself, says, could really be taken in two ways. You could say that the Raivad is really a restatement of the Rabbi Mutam's Shita. There's a Shibud HaGuf, there's a Shibud Mamon. The Shibud Mamon is capable of Mechira. The Shibud HaGuf is not. The Shibud HaGuf still remains, and that's why the right is supposed to be Shibud HaGuf. That the Leiva says, I need a Shibabti Lecho Esatmi, I didn't make myself Meshubah to you. And for that reason, if the Leiva at the beginning of the loan says to the Malva, I undertake to make myself Meshubah, not only to you, but to anybody who comes on your account, anybody who comes with your Shtar Chayv, he's immediately meshuva to all those different people. Namela, once the shtachar has sold someone else, he can't do it. It looks very much like Rabbeinu Tam. And in the ksavim, in the duplicated ksavim of Reb Chaim, you'll find that given there that in Pashtus, the Raiva and Rabbeinu Tam are the same shita. Reb Chaim then runs a different shot. And the Ktzons never attempted to identify the Raiva with the Rabbeinu Tam right at the outset. Now, before we get on to that, I just want to mention one horror, that the Shita of Rambam and the Tosfos that we have here, that Mechila helps on the stories, because the Mechila is only Midrabim in any case. Why is it Midrabim in any case? Let's suppose because it's a double shame by Mankish. There's nothing there that any kingdom can get hold of. In practice, it's got the same endpoint effect as Mammon has, as a Chefetz has. People will pay money for a Shlachot. But it's not actually something that you can get hold of. It's not something that you can get hold of. It's not on the market. It's not something that can be displayed and advertised on the counter. Midrabon and Rabon treated this Dovah Shein by Mamish as if it were a Dovah Sheyesh by Mamish. No, and because it's only Midrabon, and therefore he can be Moich. And that seems very difficult to understand. Because elsewhere we find lots of Kinyan and Midrabon. We find lots of Kinyan and Michal Rabon. And those lots of Kinyanim, which are Drabon, have the same effect, according to some Shittas, they have the same effect as the Eraisu. A Kinyan Drabon, Mahanili the Eraisu. And even if a Kinyan Drabon does not help Legabi Ada Eraisu, e.g., a person is Makadish with Mamma Chloshtel, is it Kiddushin the Eraisu or Kiddushin Drabon? One of the problems. Can a person be Poda Espanoi with a Kinyan Drabon which he gives to the Kohen? And things like that. Lots of things like that. In matters where a person needs a Shaloi with a Eraiso, does a Kinyan Drabon help? I'm not going to think, but supposing it helps Midrabon. Midrabon, the Maise, means that the recipient of that object, the Kinyan Drabon, has got every heter to use it. And nobody can stop him, that's the point. That the Makne can't stop him. So why should the Makne, in the case of Shtar Chayv, be able to be Meichel to the Lady? Let's see, Bosatam, what will you say? Because his Mechila depends upon the Kinyan Dairaisa, he still has the Kinyan Dairaisa, Midairaisa hasn't left his Rishus. No, listen, in every Kinyan Drabon, if a person sold an object with a Maimat Shloshtim to one person, said Maimat Shloshtim about his Pikot, not about the Chayv. And then afterwards, he were to give this object to the Kinyan Gomel to someone else, it wouldn't help him. The Kinyan Drabonon, once it's there, it stands in the face of a Kinyan Dairaisa as well. So why shouldn't it in this case? This is one of the things in which I find the Moed Tzarich here. Because it's a Kinyan Drabonon, therefore, therefore Mechila is possible, because Mechila is totally on a Dairaisa, and Dairaisa, the Malka has still got it. So what? Every Kinyan Drabon is the same thing. And the fact of the Kinyan Drabon is that it supplants any Kinyan Dairaisa, it stands in the way of any Kinyan Dairaisa which is made afterwards. The fact that you made a Kinyan Drabon means that you can't change it. It's as irrevocable as a Kinyan Dairaisa. Why shouldn't it be in the case of Chayvus? Sorry. It's quite certain. No, it's just in the horror that I'm making. I think the Poshta doesn't understand the Indian. It needs Hezbollah. You found in certain Rishonim Beferush that the Kinyan of Maimad Shloshtam means that you can't be Meichel. In a Kinyan of Maimad Shloshtam, you can't be Meichel. The Rishonim that that the Ran quotes, and that's the Pashtus of the Gemara as well. The Ran Pshat in the Gemara otherwise is a big Beichet. Remember that. Where Rav Meir and the Rabban disagree in the Reishua, where the Rabban say in the Reishua, Einim Kodeshis, when he gives it, he says, it's actually Bishtar Chayt. They say in the Reishua, Einim Kodeshis, because he can be Meichel and she's not Tzemach Das. And in the Sefer, which was Abimil Vesheshli Al Achirim, the reason why she wasn't the Kodeshis, where the Gemara learned that he tried to give her that chayv with Maimon Shloshtan, the reason why Einim Kodeshis had nothing to do with Mechila. It had to do with whether Maimon Shloshtan helps on a milva or only on a pikyot. If it helps on a milva, she'd be in Kodeshis, in spite of the fact that she's not Tzemach Das, where Mechila is possible, Shema Mechila is not possible. So, in the Pashtus of the Gemara, it's true that with Maimon Shloshtan, Mechila doesn't help. So this thing is tzarichin at the moment. Let's carry on this. It appears from the Ravid himself that it doesn't make any difference between Shibud and Shibud Nechasi. And so far as the Malbe is concerned, he could give everything over to the Lekeach without any hesitation. It's only that the Leiva has got some say in all Chaybis. He can say, listen, you sold the... He says to the Lekech, and the Lekech comes with the Shtar Chayv that he purchased. He comes to claim the money from the Leiva. The Leiva says, I'm not impressed by you having the Shtar Chayv. I didn't make myself meshugah to you. That's what the Rabbi is saying. And this seems to be, so wait a minute, the Malve, from what the Malve's portion of Shibud Aguf plus Shibud Nechasim, let's say that they both exist. Shibud Aguf and Shibud Nechasim, what the Malve has got of it, all the powers that the Malve has got, he's got to give over, he's able to give over to the Leiva. He sold everything that he's got perfectly. But the Leiva has got one proviso. The Leiva says this, that even the Malve, what the Malve possessed, he only possessed because I agreed to be Meshavut myself to him. Even he only had that because I agreed to be Meshavut myself to him. He possesses a hold over the Guf, and he possesses a hold over the Nechasim as well. But all that came about because I agreed to it. That's what Chaybas are all about. The Leiva undertakes to pay him. But the Shibud only exists by virtue of the labor's undertaking. And he says to the Lekeach from the labor, from the Malbe, he says to you, I didn't make any undertaking. Even the Malbe himself, what he's got, his Mammon, is also due to my undertaking, that more deeply taken. This sort of kinyan on behalf of the Malbe himself, Avadi's got the kinyan in the end. But this sort of kinyan is always dependent upon the fact that I know the person I'm taking. It's not enough to have the kinyan one. It's not enough to have given me the money or to make kinyanim as in the ordinary run of dine mamonis there. There's got to be a personal undertaking on my part before a person can hold their shibud. This seems to be Shittas Rashi in Suvas, where I quote, on the words Shechozer Mochloi Mochu, Mochishtachav Rechaveroi, Shechozer Mochloi Mochu, Bafim Yerush Moichel. Rashi says there, the Omaloi Loive Lelokeach, because the Loive can say to the Lokeach when he comes to claim, Lav Balvorim Didiat, you're not my opponent in the case. There's a court case, there are two people there. There are two opponents who come before the Bezdin. Abal Dvorim, the one to whom I made an undertaking, the one with whom I had an asek, he has my shibud. But with you I didn't have any undertaking, I don't own you from Adam. So he can't do anything of that. Bishlam and another sort of obligation, where one person becomes owes money to the other, he's got a shibud nechasim because of a chayv. He sold the field to someone else and there's a shibud nechasim on it. The buyer of that field sells it to someone else, let's say, can do any number of sales. And then the malver, or let's put it a different way, the buyer of the field finds that the field has been taken away from him, someone else claimed, but it was never this person's field. It was stolen, it was a stolen field, it can't happen in the first place. He can go to other, to purchasers, to later purchasers of the seller's field, to people who bought fields from this seller at a later date, he can come and tell Meshubutay. This is a Shibut that derives from an ordinary way of buying and selling. That maybe in the Shibut, like that, it's not telling anything else, it's real money. But in a loan, in a Shtal Chayv, to sell a Shtal Chayv to someone else, that's only possible the whole ASIC of the Shibut, because you have to pay your debts, applies only because of the undertaking to pay the debt. And that at all time rests upon that. It's at Tnai in the whole Shibut Nechosim and the Shibut Aguf. And therefore it's not shaykh to go into somebody else's hands. It's the frozen assets of the Malka. It's frozen by the fact that it depends upon the labors undertaken to pay that debt. And consequently, to the person who buys that schus moment that the malva has, says, the labor says to him, this sort of schus moment cannot hold without a personal undertaking, without my own hishtabdus to it. That's the pshat of the Ravik, and that's exactly what Rashi is saying in Ksubas, Domale loiva la loikeach lav ba'utvorim bibinat. So by taking the two things together, the Rashi and Ksubas, and the wording of the Raivad, the Ktzais brings it together, he welds it all together into one shita. This kind of schus, let's restate it once more because of its importance. This kind of schus mom, shibud nechaz, shibud aguf, call it what you like, call it both. This kind of schus mom, even if you count the shibud aguf as a schus mom, this duty is a monetary duty upon the person of the labor to go and pay his debts. But it all depends upon the original ishtabdus of the labor, upon the labor's undertaking, in so many words, by borrowing the money, under the conditions of borrowing money, I am meshabit my guf and my nechosim to you to pay this debt. And the whole gather of shibud, nechosim, shibud, and guf can't exist without that statement, or without that virtue statement. And therefore, if you sell today, you can sell it over to someone else, but that someone else will be able to make no use of it unless there's a separate ishtabdus from the labor, which Rashi puts in his couple of words, lav bal dvarim didiyat. You have read this before in the Kamar. Lav bal dvarim didiyat, you're not my opponent in a court case. I'm not answerable to you. And the one to whom the labor is not answerable can't make any use of the shibda with the shibda nechasa. Now, the Baal HaTrumah is, say for Trumah, the Baal HaTrumah is, I think it's from Rabbeinu Zerachya HaLevi, says another thing, whether it's the same one or not. The, gives another chidush. It says, the Mechira Shtoris at the outset applies, and if you want to sell a Shtar Chayv to someone else, it's not good enough to say Knilach Im V'chol Shibudei, which is written down in the Gemara. You have also to say Zil Doin Be'apik Nafshech. Go, when you come to claim from the labor, I give you the Rishus to go and to stand up to Adin Torah against him for that money if he contests it. I'll give you all the facts of the case, all my position of the case. I give you the power, the halshor, to argue the case out with him before Beis Din. Whatever you take out of him, you can keep for yourself. So he says, you go and be judged in this case against the labor with my authority. I authorize you to do that. And v'apikul nafshech, and what you've got on my account from him, this you can keep. He must say this, and if not, lo yuchal litvoya, lo yitisika, you cannot claim from him. Now the point that I know the Barat from is another shita b'shem, that's what one could say. But it isn't, it's the Ragut. He says it b'shem Ragut. That he's got to write at the time of Mechila Shlomo, he's got to write down something which is not kosher of big matter. So, don't go up to the Nafshech, the ordinary din of Harshur. A person sends up someone to deal with a din Torah on his Nechosim, to deal against someone else. With a din Torah, he's got to write him, Zil, don't go up to the Nafshech, that's Harshur. Uch, so the Gemara called him, the Kamad Afayim. Yeah? And this has got to take place in the old Mechira Shtoros, there has to be an Ulchasa, there has to be a Harshoa of Zil Doin Ve'apik L'Nafshech. And he brings the Raya from the fact that the Gemara says in Ksubitz, about Mechira Shtoros, the Gemara adds on one thing to it. And it says, E.P.K.A.H.U., if this Leiva is bright, if he's intelligent, and he wants to avoid the possibility they let him rattle some money in front of the loiva. Because of the shtar of Ishma, you get the loiva to write out a shtar chayv to him immediately. He says, listen, I bought your shtar chayv, the shtar chayv, the money that you owe to someone else. I'm afraid that he'll be moichel it to you. So, look, here, I'll pay you some money, right now, the shtarchuk, to make yourself chayv to me immediately. Right. That's B'shem Rabot. He learns from it, to doin v'apik l'nafsheich. About this, the gidulei truma, the commentary on the sefer truma, right, tzarich hiyum, what's the one got to do with the other? The Gemara only says that he's got to write that he pikeach hu mekar kishle zuzei because of leishtara bishmei to avoid chozol mochloi mochu. What the Raivad is speaking about is the mechira shtaras in the first place, the outset, for the mechira to be kind, mechila or no mechira, he wants the mechira to have some meaning. And about this, the Gidulei Truma, the Sefer Truma says b'shem ha-Raivad, that to make the Mechira valid right at the outset, he's got to write out in the Shtar Mechira, with that Ksiva Umasira, he's got to write out in the Shtar Mechira, Zil Doin Ve'apik L'Nafshech. What's the one got to do with the other thing? Continue with that next time in Yetz Hashem.